Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. October 9th marks the anniversary of the death of 20th century Pope Pius XII, who died in 1958, elected to the See of Peter on March 2nd, 1939. As we know, his was a wartime pontificate. Yet despite documented, dated evidence, his memory is often marred by criticism and by the accusation that not only did he fail to condemn the Nazi ideology, but that he was silent over the murder of 6.5 million Jews. But how did the press of the time react to the actions and appeals for peace of Papa Pacelli? Papa Pacelli was elected on the 2nd of March 1939, and war raged throughout most of his pontificate. Less than a month after the outbreak of the Second World War, Pius XII published his first encyclical, Summi Pontificatus, on the unity of human society. In the encyclical, the new pope branded racial prejudice as the most pernicious of modern errors and condemned, quote, the forgetfulness of that law of human solidarity dictated by the equality of rational nature in all persons to whatever people they belong, unquote. On October the 28th, 1939, in Britain, the Times commented on the encyclical under the headline, New Idolatry Condemned. And across the Atlantic, the New York Times carried an almost identical headline.
Pope condemns persecution.
The New York Times editorial ran as follows.
The voice of Pius XII is a lonely voice in the silence and darkness enveloping Europe this Christmas. He is about the only ruler left on the continent of Europe who dares to raise his voice at all.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.